Faith works by love. Faith and love are coupled. They go together. It seems like faith is activated when we demonstrate love. And one of the ways that we work faith, of course, is have an awesome love for God. An awesome love for God's people as well. I believe one of the greatest ways to demonstrate our love for God is to love one another. When the world sees that we love one another, then they'll realize that we love God. The first and foremost attribute then that you and I should cultivate continually in our lives is a love for Jesus, a love for the Lord, a love for God. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." But what is love? Well, I believe one of the things that love is the greatest weapon of power in the universe. I believe love is the greatest weapon against the enemy of any other arsenal that you could think of. Love is a powerful thing, and faith works by love. So if we want our faith to work well, then we better be involved in loving. Love must flow from us. Continue to flow from us all the time. The last enemy, the Bible tells us, to be defeated now is death. Death is the last enemy to be defeated, and it is defeated in Jesus, but death can still hold power over us if we allow ourselves to be in fear about death. Let me read to you Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had power of death," that is the devil, "and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." But Jesus came to destroy that spirit of death for each one of you. Because as a believer, there should not be any fear of death at all. And by not fearing death, we actually overcome the enemy. Because in Revelation, it tells us that they overcame him, that the saints overcame the enemy. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, they weren't afraid to die. They were like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being thrown into the fiery furnace. They said, "Look, King, we are not going to bow down to your idol, no matter whether you rescue us or not. We'll not bow down to the idol." In other words, they didn't fear death. They were ready to go. Fear of death is of the enemy, and it is defeated in Jesus' name. We're still talking about love here. Why are we still talking about love? Because Scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. So perfect love will cast out the fear of death. Perfect love will take care of death. Perfect love will destroy what the enemy's tactics coming into our lives. How do we gain perfect love? Well, I believe it's getting to know the perfect one. Getting to know Jesus like we've never known him before. Getting to know his goodness, getting to know his character, getting to know the love that he has for us, getting to know the compassion that he had for other people, getting to know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we get to know Jesus better, we get to know the Father better. You and I have all been created to have such a powerful relationship with the Father. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful Father. And he wants to draw us so close to him. And you see, Christianity has no value if it isn't personal. If it isn't personal to you, and if it isn't a personal relationship with our daddy. It means everything. We want the Father's love. So perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love takes care of all fear. When we sense that somebody really loves us, it provides us with a sense of security. You see, we have to be able to talk to God about what we're feeling. We have to talk to God about who we are. We have to be able to be intimate with him that way. And as you do, you will find that love that takes care of everything will encompass you. Perfect love casts out all fear. Allowing his love to pour through you.